So my name is Steve, and I'm one of the pastors here at the Rio Church. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about our testimony or being a witness for Jesus. And that sounds kind of weird. Those are churchy words. But basically, the idea is that a witness for Jesus is someone who's seen Jesus do something in their life. So if God's done something in your life, you don't have to just be a messenger of what God has said or what God has done, just a messenger, but a witness. Hey, this is what God did in my life. And that's important because I think we all have stories where God has done things in our lives that we can tell those stories, and that can be a great encouragement to others and can really help minister to other people. And so I want to share a story like the ones that I talked about 2 weeks ago. And this one is kind of sensitive. It's related to the Me Too movement. The Me Too movement is women basically saying Me Too, that they have been sexually assaulted in some way. And this is someone who is one of my contacts on social media. And so I'd like to read her witness to you, her witness of what God did in her life. She starts off and she says, "Me too. I've been wrestling whether or not to join this confession. It feels shameful, but therein is the lie. While it's not something I'd like to admit shapes me, it is. It does not define me. It is not something I dwell upon each day, but it is a wound that has been cleaned out and healed. There is a scar, and there's no denying that. Such violations are never completely forgotten, and it's a sad burden to carry. We can respond rightly in anger. We can respond rightly in mourning, and we can respond rightly in hope. Precious dignity has been stolen, but it can be restored. After a long line of Me Too circumstances, I found myself assaulted in the worst way. The next night, as a college sophomore, I went to a church service with some new friends. As far as I am concerned, the sermon was a direct message for my broken heart. At that point, I knew God was real. He could heal me, He loved me, and He would make me new." I love this song. She's referring to the song "Beautiful Things" by Gunger. "I love this song for all the things in life that seem impossibly broken. I was impossibly broken. I still have cracks from these Me Too wounds, but there's beauty from all the suffering." We have a powerful message. Each of us has a witness of what God has done in our lives. If you don't have a witness, a testimony of what God has done in your life, I hope you'll listen to other people's. I hope you'll be able to see that God is real and that He's at work doing things in people's lives. And so I look at this woman's story, and what I see is she had something to share. She wanted to let people know that God was real, that God loves them, that God can heal them, God can fix the brokenness. And so she shared her story on social media, even though it was hard for her to do. And I hope that each of us has stories that we can share, even though it's hard to do. Philippians 4:13, we're gonna look at this verse a lot today. You're going to have this verse memorized by the time you walk out of here, at least the first part. "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. My hope is that one of the things we could do through Christ who strengthens us is that we could share stories like this woman shared that would touch other people's lives, that would change people, that would help people, that would minister to them. Because God's at work, and the work that He's done is worth sharing with other people. We need to understand that fear can stop us from helping people with our message. We have messages to share, powerful messages, but sometimes fear gets in the way of us sharing those messages. You may have heard before that people's greatest fear is public speaking. Well, to share our message, generally we do that through speaking. Maybe not to a large crowd, but we're also fearful of just talking to people, sometimes one-on-one. Or specifically, maybe talking about God, talking about spiritual things. That's our greatest fear. Now, I've heard that the second greatest fear is crashing in an airplane. So that's kind of interesting to think about, because that would mean that you could be in an airplane, you'd be nose diving into the ground, people screaming all around you, and you could think, well, at least I don't have to give a speech. But we relate to that, right? We relate to speaking is a fearful thing, whether it's in a group or one-on-one or just talking to someone about spiritual things. I thought it was interesting how she started off her Me Too story. She started off by saying, I've been wrestling whether or not to join this confession. It feels shameful. So she's saying, hey, I wasn't sure I could do this. This was really hard for me to do. But I'm really blessed that she did it anyway. It was encouraging to me. I'm sure it's encouraging to many people. And each of us has powerful stories. And so what I want to think about this morning is, how do we overcome those fears like she did? How can we take that step to do something that's really hard for us to do? To speak publicly about what God has done. So let's pray. God, I ask that you would use this time here. I pray that you would stir our hearts. I thank you for this young lady and the message that she shared. Just that might have been exactly what someone needed to hear today. You've used her story of horror to draw other people to you. Hundreds of people have heard her story now. Maybe thousands, I don't know. And lives have been affected. We have stories too, God. Help us to overcome our fears, to share the stories of what we've seen you do. We don't have to have all the answers. We don't have to know everything. We don't have to have all the right verses to quote. But help us to at least be able to tell what we've seen you do. Help us to tell our eyewitness testimony of what you've done in our own lives. So we ask that you would be at work in our hearts to help us to overcome our fear. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So how can we do that when we have fears that seem to prevent us from doing all things, like even just sharing our stories with people? We need to understand courage a little bit. Courage tips the scale of the right thing over the scary thing. When we have courage, it isn't that we're no longer afraid, that we don't have fears that we face, but when we have courage, what it does is it's when we're at a point of like, I have to do this thing. I care so much about doing this thing. This one thing is so important to me that I'm willing to overcome my fear. It's not that our fear goes away. FDR said, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important than the fear. Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important than fear. So like if you think of soldiers on a battlefield, and they have to make an advance in a very dangerous situation. There are shells going off and bullets whizzing past them. And they have to run into even more danger. It's not that they do it because it's like, oh, I'm not afraid anymore. Now I can do it. It's other reasons, right? They have other reasons that motivate them. They think, you know, I have to do this for my fellow soldiers. Or I have to do this for our country. I have to do this for freedom. I have to do this so that good wins out over evil. There's something that motivates them that's more important to them than the fears that they face. And so I think of this young lady's story. And if you look at it from kind of a critical analysis standpoint, it's really clear. She has something that's important to her that she wants to communicate. It's super clear in her writing. God is real. God loves her. God can heal. God can fix broken things. That was important to her. She was fearful. She said, I don't know if I want to share this. Other people are sharing this. I don't know that people need to hear my story. I'm sure all these doubts hit her. She's like, but I've got to tell people this. Maybe she had one person in mind. I hope my one friend so-and-so reads this and it changes her life. But there was something that was more important to her than her fear, and that's why she was able to share her story. If you guys know me, I'm a pretty quiet person. I'm an introvert. Public speaking is not my thing. I've gotten used to it somewhat over 20 years of doing it, but it's challenging. Then some things make it even more challenging. Sometimes I have to share something that I know is hard. Like sometimes I'll have something that I want to share, like relate to a hard thing in our life, like when we had miscarriages or when we lost a child in delivery or when I went through a broken relationship. And when I'm thinking about sharing those stories, I'm like, I'm probably going to cry. I hate crying in front of everyone. I'm going to cry today, I think. I hate that. But sometimes it's worth it. You know, I know that 2 weeks ago when I spoke about just sharing our little witness of what we've seen God do, that there was someone in the audience who was like, I have something really important to share, but I'm afraid of sharing it because I might cry. And then someone else shared a story and they cried. And then that person thought, I can do it now. You know, I can overcome that fear. Because sometimes we see it's like, no, it's worth it. I have enough courage. I can do it now. I can do it. Sometimes I will share things about myself that are self-incriminating, that are embarrassing. Like, that I still struggle with lust or anger or greed. Who wants to talk about that? Who wants to admit in front of a group of people that ugliness is still in your life? But sometimes it's like, but this is the stuff we struggle with. If God can't help us in those real life things, then what good is He? And it's worth talking about. It's worth overcoming that fear. You have a story that's worth overcoming your fear. Sometimes I feel like God wants me to share something that I don't think will be well received. Sometimes it'll be something I think, you know, if I share on this particular topic, I think people will leave the church. And honestly, I think we could have a bigger church if we didn't speak about some things. I'm not blaming all of our church size and lack of growth and stuff on, it's because we're sticking so closely to the Bible. I don't mean that. I'm just saying sometimes it's like, I just got to share this because God wants me to share it. Not because it's the thing that I think will be popular. Sometimes there's just something worth sharing because it's true, because it's right, because it's helpful, because it ministers to people. You've got to look at your story and see that it has power and that it's worth sharing. When you understand that, it'll help you overcome your fear. We sang a song. It was something like this. To raise me up from this grave, touch my tongue, and then I'll sing. Heal my limbs, joyfully I'll run to you. On the web, I'm going to be able to do like an auto-tune. We'll fix that right up. It'll sound great. But you see what that's saying? It's like, God, do something in me that's so amazing. Then I'll sing it. You heal my limbs. I'll let everybody know. We just sang that. God has healed you. God has done amazing things. He's freed some of you from financial burden. He's literally healed you physically. Maybe He's touched you in a special way that has ministered to you. You have your stories. Let's sing them. Let's share them with people. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. I think this is the key to having courage, is we have to really believe that God is in it. That through Jesus, we can do all things. I can't do all things on my own. I can do all things through Jesus. This verse is widely misused. And I thought it'd be interesting just to Google, I can do all things, and to Google Philippians 4:13 and see what memes came up, what images were shared along with that verse. And there are some amazing things you can do through Christ who strengthens you. You can win basketball championships. You can be one of the best players in the NBA, even if you're kind of short compared to the other players. You can climb mountains through Christ who strengthens you. You can play football. You can run through Christ who strengthens you. For some of us, that takes more faith than others. You can play soccer. You can play baseball. You can play volleyball. You can dive into the depths through Christ who strengthens you. And you can bike to the mountaintops through Christ who strengthens you. You can jump really high through Christ who strengthens you. You can play hockey. You can beep and spin your head around. You can be a superhero through Christ who strengthens you. You can shoot people through Christ who strengthens you. You can win, you can conquer, you can overcome. You can lift weights and have really big muscles through Christ who strengthens you. You can punch people in the face through Christ who strengthens you. It's always good to know stuff like that. You can be married through Christ who strengthens you. Might be a hard one. Okay, I'll admit, I'm not really sure what to do with this one. You can get out of bed through Christ who strengthens you. You can make your bed through Christ who strengthens you. You can even decorate through Christ who strengthens you. I like this little cartoon. It just points out that we tend to ignore the first part of the passage, the context of the passage, where he says, I can put up with everything. I can be hungry. I can be poor. I can go through really hard times. I can put up with anything for Christ, through Christ, who strengthens me. So we ignore all that. And we just take the part we like. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And then, I don't know if you can read some of the little ones, but it says, I can lift a house. I can fly like a bird. I can become a billionaire. Well, that's not what it means, is it? I can do all things. Your title there has, I don't remember what you call it, is it ellipse? The little dot, dot, dot. I can do all things. That's a very important part of the title. It's not that you can do all things. No, it's you can do all things through him who strengthens me. You can do all things through Christ. And maybe the all things, maybe out of context, all things isn't the best way to word that. But we could do his things through his strength. I think that would fit the context better. When we pull it completely out of its context, it sounds like, I can win a bowling championship. I can bowl 300. No, it's like I can do his things through him, through his strength. When we think about what we want to accomplish, we often think, I can do that through Christ. When I think about what I want to win a gold medal. Oh, Jesus will help me do that. That's awesome. When we think about what Christ wants to accomplish through us, we think, oh, I could never do that. Oh man, that would be too hard. That thing that Jesus wants, that would be challenging. You know, sometimes it's something even really super simple, like teaching Sunday school. You know, oh, we need someone to teach Sunday school. Oh, yeah, I could never do that. That's just not my thing. I'm not good with kids. That's really hard. Really? Through Christ who strengthens you, you can't teach a second grader? I could never share my story with somebody. Really? Through Christ who strengthens you, you can't tell somebody the most amazing story in your life of what God has done for you? I noticed there were some memes that I could not find. I didn't see any that were like this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Like I could be nice to the person who parks this way. I could go put a little note on their windshield that says, I hope you have a great day. I could hunt them down and give them a box of donuts. Say, hey, I just saw you in the parking lot. I wanted to bless you. I could love people who are unlovable through Christ who strengthens me. I didn't find any memes like that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I could run an orphanage. I didn't see any memes like that. Oh, that'd be hard. I'm not administrative. I could be administrative through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, I could probably help 4 kids. Could you help 5 through Christ who strengthens you? Could you help 10? Could you help 80 through Christ who strengthens you? That's a lot of mouths to feed. Maybe the worst thing in the world to do, even worse than public speaking, is raising money. Could you fundraise for Christ, through Christ, who strengthens you to feed these kids? Could you take your story and share it with someone? Not from your own strength, but could you do it through Christ who strengthens you? Could you stand in front of a crowd and share your story? Face your worst fear besides fundraising. Through Christ who strengthens you. This is a tough one. This would be one of my greatest fears. Can you knock on someone's door to talk to them about God through Christ who strengthens you? We've actually tried to do that a little bit the last few weeks. I've gone out with my oldest son, Blaze, and we've just, with him, we haven't really been inviting people to church, just kind of knocking on doors and just asking people, hey, can we pray for you for anything? And then if they seem kind of spiritually interested, then after we pray for them, then we just say, hey, can we come back and just share a story with you sometime out of the Bible? And then we come back to their house and try to share the gospel story with them, the story of how they can find forgiveness and have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's kind of scary. It's actually become kind of fun for me after a little while. I think it'll be really fun after I get a little more used to it and get over my fears, but it's been really, really good, really encouraging. Kathleen and I went out yesterday, and I've gone with Dove a few times too. With them, we did a little bit different. We just invited people to church and say, hey, I'm a pastor of a church and want to let you know that we have a church close to here and to invite you, and then also to see if there's anything that we could pray for you. So Kathleen and I did this yesterday. And this woman opened the door and said, hey, I'm a pastor. I want to invite you to church. And I'm Steve and this is Kathleen. And she had kind of an odd expression. You know, I wasn't sure, okay, you know, maybe she's not strong in English or maybe she missed part of what I said or something. And she kind of hesitantly took the paper and said, hey, you know, the other thing we're trying to do is just to pray for people in this neighborhood. Is there anything that we can pray for you? And again, she had kind of a funny expression, just awkward. And she said something about her husband. She just lost her husband or something. And I wasn't sure exactly what she meant. And I said, are you saying that your husband just passed? Yeah, she nodded. And I realized the reason she was having these different expressions is because she's just on the verge of tears the whole time. So would you like us to pray with you right now for your situation? I mean, you know, we said, oh, we're really sorry and that's hard, but can we pray for you? It's just too hard. It's too fresh. She said, you know, next time we could pray with her. And so we went home, and Kathleen wrote her a little note and just shared a couple of verses with her and just tried to encourage her in this hard time. It's pretty cool. You know, we were fearful of knocking on people's doors because, you know, we foolishly think, oh, nobody wants this or nobody needs this or people are going to hate us or whatever. God led us to this woman, who my guess is that very day lost her husband. And I hope we can minister to her and love on her and help her. And I hope that God leads us to more people like that, who we can help and minister to, pray for, and love. And we're not superheroes or anything, but all I'm saying is we can share our stories. We can step out of the box a little bit, not because we're so amazing, but because God will help us do that. We can do all things through Him who strengthens me, especially those things that we know are on God's heart. Let's go through a couple of scriptures. Matthew 28. This is called the Great Commission. And it's after Jesus' resurrection, before He ascended back up into heaven. And He said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. I want you to just look at that last sentence there. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. What does that have to do with it? Why is that there? How does that relate? Is that a completely different, random thought? Should they have started a new paragraph there? Is it a threat? Is it, hey, go and do this, and I'll be with you. Don't do this, I won't be with you. No, it's an encouragement. He's asking his people to do something that's challenging, that's hard. Hey, take this message and go share it to the whole world. What's their first response? Same as ours would be. Oh, I can't do that. I'm not qualified for that. I don't have all the answers. And Jesus is saying, hey, I can appreciate that. I'm going to be with you as you do this. Clear up until the end of the age. I'm going to be with you to help you do this. Acts 1:8. I think we looked at this a couple weeks ago, but it's worth another look. And this is right before he ascended into heaven. And Jesus said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So Jesus is promising that after he leaves, the Holy Spirit is going to come, and the Holy Spirit is going to reside within Christians' hearts. And the Holy Spirit is going to give them power. The Holy Spirit's going to empower them to enable them to what? To be witnesses. To be able to share what they've seen. It's like eyewitnesses. Well, this is what I've seen. The Holy Spirit's not just giving them random power to do cool things. It's empowering them to be able to be witnesses, to be able to share there are stories with people. It's like, wow, I can do all things through him who gives me strength if he gives me power to do all things, like being a witness, telling other people my story. I like this passage in Acts 4. Basically, what has happened right before this is some of the disciples had been out telling people about Jesus, and they were actually being kind of bold. They got in trouble for doing that and were put into prison. They weren't quite sure what to do with them, and so they warned them, they threatened them, and then they let them go. And so right before this passage, they've been released, and then they gather up together again, and it says they prayed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. It's talking about the people who imprisoned us did what they wanted, basically. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and to perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. So they had been bold and were speaking his word. And then they got in trouble for that. And they were put into prison. And then they were threatened and then released. And what did they do? They don't say, well, we tried. It's worth a shot, I guess. Can't do that again. No, they went back. So, okay, now we're really scared. They're going to be even angrier next time. What do we do? And what they did is they prayed for boldness. And they prayed that they could do some miraculous signs and stuff to be able to prove that, man, this message is really from God. And in verse 31, it says, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Did you know that the Holy Spirit could do that? The Holy Spirit could help you speak the word of God boldly? That's kind of interesting. I think it's easy to want the Holy Spirit to do a lot of other stuff with us and through us. My guess is if you're a Christian and you've been following the Lord for any length of time, you've probably prayed that God would do some miraculous things, right? I mean, essentially that's what prayer is. We're asking God to do the supernatural. Maybe we've even asked God to do some really cool supernatural things, like God, heal me. God, heal someone else. God, give me the power to be able to heal people. Might have even prayed to be able to speak in tongues, to speak in a language that you haven't learned. I've tried that with Spanish. It's like, seriously, God, help me. It's like, give me this gift of this language. I feel like I have the opposite. I feel like no matter how hard I try, I can't do it. Give me the ability to speak this language. Or some people think there's this, that, like, that gift is more like angelic language or special prayer language. It's like, hey, I'm up for that too. Probably most of us have prayed for stuff like that. But I think it's interesting when I think about those things, a lot of times what I'm praying for is for my benefit. You know, God, let me be able to heal people, not because I'm so worried that people are sick. No, I think it would be cool. You know, I'd like to go down to the hospital and just pray for people. And okay, get out of here, just clear the place out. That'd be awesome. Everybody would think I was all spiritual. I mean, just honestly, right? Maybe that's not your corrupt motives, but I think those are mine. And I'm not saying don't pray for that stuff. I think it's great. God gives you any kind of a special gift. Praise God, that's amazing. Even as we've been going out knocking on people's doors and we're praying for people. Like, God, answer these prayers. This isn't just a trick to get our foot in the door. Do some miraculous stuff that people would be like, wow, God's real. By all means, pray for that stuff. But I think it's interesting that we seek God to do really cool stuff that will make us kind of feel good about our spirituality. But do we seek God to be able to do something that's really hard that he's asked us to do? Like, God, please help me to be able to talk to people about you. No, because then he might actually make us do it. That's hard. You know, when you look at 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, those three chapters, talks a lot about spiritual gifts. What's the emphasis there? The emphasis is, quit worrying so much about your spiritual gifts. Pray that God would give you gifts that build up people, like love. Man, the church in Corinth, they could do all kinds of cool spiritual things. Is Paul like, wow, I'm so impressed by you guys. He's like, man, you guys need to pray that you can love people. Again, I'm not saying don't pray for those other spiritual gifts. I'd be a hypocrite. I prayed for stuff like that. Absolutely. But will you pray that God could help you to step outside of your comfort zone? Pray that God could help you share your story with someone of how you've seen God at work in your life. Will you pray that you could have the courage to just pass somebody a little gospel booklet or something? Can you seek God not just for all things, not just for a gold medal, but can you seek God for the things that are on his heart? Like people. So as I've been thinking about these things, I've been really encouraged by this verse and thoughts like it. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I am scared to death sometimes to talk to people. I'm scared to death to walk up to someone's door. And instead of backing down, I want to be someone who says, well, this is hard, but I care enough that people hear the story. That I'm willing to step out and let God do the work through me. And so maybe we can just close on this idea. I just encourage you to pray. Let me give you a couple different options. You might have an idea in your head already of something that God wants you to do. Like, okay, I think God wants me to forgive a relative. Maybe God wants me to write a letter to my cousin. Maybe God wants me to give a verse to somebody at work or whatever your thing is. I'll give you a couple options. One option would be, if you're too scared to do it, would you just pray, God, give me the power to do this. I can do all things through you who strengthens me. Give me the strength to do this. Or Another option would be to take it kind of a step further. And that would be, God, I feel like you've put this on my heart, and so I'm going to do this. And as I do this, would you give me strength to carry it through? So I think lots of times, God doesn't give us kind of a warm feeling ahead of time of, you know, oh, now I can do this. I'm no longer afraid. I prayed for courage, and now I have it. I'm good to go. I think a lot of times we step into it, and then God blesses as we step into it. And let me give you an example. This might be a silly little example, but I have a couple different little stories that I've written about my life, of when we went through the loss of a child, when I went through a broken relationship and had a hard time forgiving someone. And if you're interested in those, there are actually a couple of the stories in that little booklet on the literature table, and they're free. And it's a little booklet called God in and Among Us. But I wrote these up one time and thought, man, I could just give someone this story. And it would be a way of just kind of sharing what God's done in my life. And they sat on my desk for years. And I realized it's a lot easier for me to prepare to do something than to actually do it. It's like, okay, I should actually probably pass a couple of those out. And so I have several different goals on things that I want to do. But one really simple goal is I'm just trying to pass out two of these a week. And that was actually a scary thing for me when I started. And it's been a lot easier after I've done it a few times. And it's a little awkward, but I just, at a checkout line or something, I just say, hey, before I go, can I just give you this? It's a little story about my life. And they're, sure. They probably haven't seen very many things kind of like that. Sometimes they'll be like, is this you? Not this one, but the other one has a picture of me. Sometimes I'll say, sometimes I kind of warn them. It's like, it might make you cry, so don't read this in front of anyone else. And it breaks the ice a little bit. That might be super easy for you. I'm not saying that you should do the same thing. I'm just saying, is there something like that that you feel like God is saying, hey, I want you to take this step? So let's just have a moment of silence here, and you can just pray to God and just ask that he would give you strength to do the thing that he's already called you to do. God, I think of that story of the woman who wrote about her Me Too experience and how she had this powerful message about how you were real, about how you loved her, and you could heal her and fix her brokenness. And she was excited to share that story, and she was able to overcome her fear. And I think, man, that's going to help so many different people. I think, yeah, and I have some stories, God. I have some stories that I think could help people in some other situations. God, help me to overcome my fears, to share my story, my eyewitness accounts of what you've done in my life. God, help each of us to be able to overcome our fears, to share what you've done. I think of just even one life that could be changed from her story. I think, oh, that's so worth it. God, help us to be bold. You have done amazing things in our lives. Help us to tell other people about those. Help us to share your story with people so that other people would be able to experience you like we have, that they would be blessed like we've been blessed. God, help us to be bold instead of fearful. And I'm not embarrassed to say that I'm embarrassed all the time. I'm fearful all the time. But God, don't let that rule. Don't let that rule. Strengthen me. I can do nothing without you. I can do anything with you, especially when it's something on your heart. So I pray that you would use our lives, use our stories to touch other people, to bring healing and hope, forgiveness, and life to the world around us. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.